message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I welcome you to God's presence tonight, and I know that your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. I want to advise you not to miss Friday night. It's going to be very explosive and very awesome, and your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. I welcome you into God's presence tonight, and I trust God that He's going to do what no man can do in your life in Jesus' name. We started our series on prospering in recession last week, and I know that you were blessed in that first session. If you were blessed, shout hallelujah. And we want to fire on in this series tonight, prospering in recession, part two. You can also call it tonight, way out of recession. Prospering in recession, in bracket, way out of recession. I pray for you and your family, you will never be a partaker in this recession in Jesus' name. And I said last week that recession is not a new thing. It has been happening from the time of Abraham, the time of Isaac, the time of Jacob, the time of Joseph. There was recession. It's not a new thing. It's not a new thing that just started happening. It has been happening for long. It has been happening for a very, 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 very long time. Praise the Lord. And there's a way out of this recession. Last week I showed you just one key. Can somebody remind me of that key? Seeking God was the only key I treated last week, Wednesday. Seeking God. I told you, amongst other things, that tithing remains a very important part of your seeking God. Everyone that is a tither is entitled to prosperity. Your tithing is your password, is your gateway to the beginning of your prosperity. It's not the only thing. And tonight we want to treat some other things that will bring us completely out of recession. And tonight, way out of recession, number one, is called the fear of God. The fear of God. The fear of God. In the book of Job, chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3, speaking about a man called Job, the Bible says he was a man that feared God and he eschewed evil. He was a man that feared God and he hated evil. So the number one key, the way out of recession, we can call it fear of God, or we can also call obedience. Fear of God, obedience, or you can also call it uprightness. Any of the three. You can call it fear of God. You can call it obedience to God. You can call it a life of uprightness. I pray for somebody here tonight that the Lord will give you the life, a grace to live an upright life in Jesus' name. I say God will give you the grace to live an upright life in Jesus' name. Only the upright can make it and can sustain their prosperity. Many have been prosperous, but their prosperity has been lost. Many have been prosperous in the past, and their prosperity is completely lost. Is completely lost. Is completely lost. But I know for you and I tonight, our prosperity will never be lost in Jesus' name. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. So the more you fear God, the more you prosper. In Proverbs 14 verse 34, Proverbs 14 verse 34 explains to us how righteousness exalts a nation. Righteousness, the work of righteousness is to lift up somebody. The work of righteousness is to lift you out of poverty. The work of righteousness is to bring you into the right standing called prosperity. Everyone that lives a righteous life is a candidate for prosperity. Everyone that has the fear of God embedded in his or her heart is a candidate for prosperity. And God told me very early this morning, he says, those that fear God fear well in life. If you fear God, you will fear well. If you have the fear of God in your heart, you will do well. That's what it means. If you can have the fear of God in your heart, your doing well is sure. The fear of God automatically brings you to the realm of prosperity. Those that fear God fear well in life. Those that fear God cannot fail in life. Those that fear God cannot faint in life. Number one, they will fear well in life. Number two, they cannot fail in life. Number three, they cannot faint in life. Number four, they cannot fall in life. They will fear well. They cannot fail in life. They cannot faint in life. And they cannot fall in life. You will not fall financially. I say you will not fall financially. In Proverbs 13 verse 11, the Bible says, wealth gotten by vanity. Proverbs 13 11. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. But he that gathered by labor shall increase. Wealth gotten by deception shall go down. Wealth gotten by schemes shall go down. Wealth gotten by rubbish, by nonsense shall dwindle. But wealth that is gotten by labor shall increase. That is, any wealth gotten by the fear of God will last and last. It will be transgenerational. I pray for you here tonight that your wealth shall be transgenerational. In the name of Jesus. In the book of Exodus chapter 1 verse 15 to 17, there was a story of the king of Egypt there that spoke to some women. Some women. The Bible says he spoke to the midwives and said, every Hebrew woman that wants to give birth, he said, if it is a boy, kill him. If it's a girl, leave her. But if it's a boy, kill him. And these ladies, they said, no, we can't do this. We can't do this. They can't do this. And he said, when you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stool, if it be a son, then you shall kill him. Kill him. I'm sure he must have promised them some money. Nigeria, maybe about six of them. Say, I'll give you 50 million each for this assignment. Anyone you see that is a boy, I heard that a king is coming and he must not take over from me. Kill him. The six of you, I give you 50 million. That's 300 million. That's chicken change to a king. And the lady said, but the midwife feared God. This is where people make mistake in Nigeria. Even Christians. Anything, as long they will ask you, Shosha Mayo, will he bring money? Will he bring money? That thing you want me to do, will he bring money? Will he bring money? Will he bring money? Is it money that will take you to heaven that you want, or the one that will take you to hell? Which one? Because there's some money that the work of that money is to take a Christian to hellfire. I work in a place as a nurse, for example, and they say, you see, we'll be giving you allowances for every abortion we commit here. We'll be giving you, let's assume that every abortion costs 20,000. It's an assumption. I don't know how much it costs. It's just an assumption. 20,000. Say, for every abortion, we'll give you 10,000. That is what they call blood money. There are some things that a Christian must not put his hand into. If he does, if she does, at the end of the day, he will still be poor as a pauper. Not as a church rat. It was then they say church rat. Church rat now is a very robust rat. Any church, any rat that enters our church now is red. Because there is cookies for first timers. There is juice for first timers. In our mini mart is full of assorted things. Eh? So it's those days that they say church rat. And then with you people here, immediately after, some of you have some things in your bag now to break your fast. And you drop the crumbs everywhere. Praise the Lord. The person that puts his hand inside evil will be as poor as the rat of another place, not church. You will never be that person. So walk in the fear of God. Let your life be a life that fears God. When you walk righteously, you naturally attract wealth. The Bible says in Psalms 92 verse 10, Psalms chapter 92 verse 12, Psalms 92 verse 12, it says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. It will ensure that the righteous flourish. The one that fears God will definitely bring forth. You know, one of the best prayer you should pray every day is, Father, give me the grace to please you and to walk in your fear. That's your best prayer. Because many people pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and still continue the same way. Can we continue sin and expect that the grace of God will continue? No. If your desire is to prosper and to escape this recession, don't play the Nigerian game. Don't follow them to do evil. Don't follow multitude to do evil. Don't sell your body for money. Don't sell your body for money. Don't run mileage on yourself. Don't run mileage on yourself. Ensure that your work is pure. Try your best to ensure that your work is pleasing to the master. Let the fear of God rule your heart. My prayer for you tonight is that you will not be found wanting. I say you will not be found wanting. You will flourish like a palm tree. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. You will flourish like a palm tree. In the name of Jesus. Number one way out of recession is the fear of God. The fear of God. The fear of God. Let your heart fear God. Let your heart be a heart that fears God. And let everything that you do be something that when men see, they will glorify God for you. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13, the Bible says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. Fear God and keep his commandment. A new baptism of the spirit of the fear of God comes upon you and I tonight in the name of Jesus. Comes upon us tonight in the name of Jesus. Comes upon you and I in the name of Jesus. I'd like to hear your loud amen. Amen. Number two, way out of recession is give your own self to God. In John chapter 12 verse 24, John 12:24, the Bible says, except a corn of wheat, John 12:24, 24:24. Very, very, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, he abideth alone. But if he die, he bringeth forth much fruit. Many people have made our Lord, Jesus Christ is their Savior, but not their Lord. There's a difference. They say, he's our Lord and Savior. No. To many people, Jesus Christ is just... is just their say, he only saved them. They have not. Your Lord is somebody that you are submissive to. When you say somebody is my Lord, the Lord is somebody you have donated yourself to. Many Christians have not donated their life, they are still holding on to their life like this. And this is the reason why many are not prosperous, because God is not ready to release prosperity to anyone who is not ready to submit himself to him totally. Make yourself a gift unto him. Make yourself, donate your life to God. In Psalms 92, verse 13, verse 14, the Bible says, in that place, in Psalms 92, verse 13 and verse 14, it says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Those that have donated themselves to God, they will flourish, they will prosper. That's what the Bible is saying. Even when they are old, because they have donated themselves to God, they will still flourish. Even when they have white hair, because they have donated their life to God, they will still be prosperous. Even at 90, you will still be prosperous. At 100, you will still be prosperous. At 120, you will not beg for bread. Friends, every parent under the sound of my voice, you will not look at the hand of any child before you can eat. I can't hear your amen. No. This will only happen through your personal donation to God. You donate yourself to God. You don't have to be a pastor. A pastor is a higher level. It's a higher call. One of my friends in CBN in Abuja sent me a text, I think yesterday or so, and greeted me and said, good morning, man of God. The man that has decided to donate the rest of his life for God. Good morning. The man that has decided, it's a decision, because we were working together in Zenith Bank before he moved to Abuja in CBN, and I moved here. You have to donate. You don't have to be a pastor, but in your various areas of calling and assignment, you donate yourself to God. You treat God as if he's everything, because he's everything. It's a song, you my everything and everything is you. That is, you are just my everything. You mean everything to me. You have a personal donation to God. You donated your life, donated your time. God is first place. Someone say first place. He's first place in your life. Giving yourself to God means, what does it mean to give yourself? Number one is devotion. That is 2A. What does it mean to give yourself to God? Number one is devotion to God and to his work. You devote yourself to God and to his work. You devote yourself to God and to his work. Number two, 2B. What does it mean to give yourself to God? You are committed to God and to the assignment he has given to you. You are committed to God and to the assignment he has given to you. 2C. What does it mean to give yourself to God? You are closer to God than to any other person. And now, I'm close to my wife. She's my wife. And as such, forever and ever, in Jesus' name. But do you know what? I talk more to God than I talk to her. I communicate more with God than I communicate with her. I spend more time in speaking to God than I speak to her. I don't think I've spoken to her today. I'm not sure it's in total conversation up to 1 hour. We've seen ourselves at different times, but it's not up to 1 hour. But the number of hours already spent with God the number of hours spent with God on my face, on the floor, is already more than 1 hour. Not the one done standing, just done on the floor with God. I'm just on the bare floor, just speaking to him. Father, I worship you. Lord, I give you praise. Lord, on the floor, not the one done while standing. That's how to be committed to God. You are committed. You are committed to him in totality, with your time, with your energy, everything. Someone who says, it's because you're a pastor. It's not because I'm a pastor. It has been like that ever since. Ever. Your commitment to God in communicating with him regularly, in having time for him, makes you somebody who has given yourself to him. Number 2D. What does it mean to give yourself to him? Is to surrender all to him. I surrender all. I surrender all unto thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. That is, you are totally, you have surrendered. I've surrendered everything, but Father, I've not surrendered my money. Some people say, I've surrendered everything, but Father, my family life, I've not surrendered that one. Some people say, you see, my studies, I've not, that one, it's me, and it's only me. And no, everything is to him. You have surrendered to the extent that the rest of your life is as if you have donated your life to him. You have your career, you have your business, you have your whatever it is you are doing as a vocation, but you have totally surrendered your time and your life to him. Mumilo fogure, mumilo fogure, iyokura ye mi o, mumilo fogure. That is, Father, you lose my life for your glory. I'm not living for money. I'm not living for children. I'm not living for wife. I'm not living for husband. I'm not living for career. I'm living for you. Then you say, yes, you are my candidate for prosperity. Giving yourself to him represents a major tool in bringing your prosperity and coming out of recession. I said number one is the fear of God. Number two is give yourself to him. Very quickly, because of our time tonight, number three, what is the way out of recession? Giving regularly and consistently. Giving regularly and consistently. Everyone that will escape economic recession must be a giver. It's not only one must say, but I give now and I'm not yet rich. The reason why most people don't get the benefit of their giving is because the giving is not consistent. For example, I won't talk about tithe today because I talked about that last week, but I'll just say a little bit. If you are tithing and it is not consistent, there's no blessing in it. If you are giving offering and it is not consistent, there's no blessing in it. If you are giving sacrifice, it's only once in 5 years, then there's no blessing in it. It is the consistency of what you are doing that brings the blessing. Somebody will say, but I gave God seed last time. God say, that one is past. In 1 Chronicles 29, verse 2 and 3, the Bible was speaking about David. That David gave to the house of God. What David gave in that place, in Living Bible, they equated it to 100 million, about over $100 million as donation for the construction of God's house. The Bible says, both riches and honor came of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might. 2 and 3. God bless you. I said 2 and 3, not. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God. Can you see a man like you and I? I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God, the gold for the things to be made of gold, and silver for the things of silver. And that verse is not, I didn't end. Maybe it was cut short. But don't worry. Brass for the things of brass. Iron for the things of iron. Wood for the things of wood. Can you see a man what he prepared for the house of God? Wood for the things of wood. Onyx stone for the to be set. Glistering stones and of diverse colors. And all the manner of precious stones. And marble stones and in abundance. Marble stones in abundance. Now verse 3. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good, what I worked for, this is what I have given to God, of gold and silver which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. Now, if you check your Living Bible, if you have the Living Bible here and it has some explanations there. The Bible says what David gave here was over $100 million. Dollar now is close to 400, about 300 and something. What he gave here was over $100 million at once. Why? That was his own level. Now, what is God saying? At your own level. You know, life is in levels and men are in sizes. Don't bother yourself that somebody is giving, is killing a cow for God every Sunday. A cow is about 80,000 now. And some people do that without stress. Some people kill 2-3 cows. Some people kill chicken every Sunday. A chicken is like 3,000 or so. 1-5, okay. So some people kill chicken of 1-5 every Sunday. some people kill biscuit. Biscuit is 5 naira, 10 naira for God. That's your level per time. Praise the Lord. But what God is saying is that don't stay at that level. From time to time, be consistent in your outflow to God. Then you have guaranteed your prosperity. Be consistent in your outflow to God and to His kingdom and to helping people, to assisting people. Not people that want to exploit you, not people that permanently, for all the days of your life, they see you as the channel for where they will be siphoning money. No. People that you see that they are genuinely in need. And most of the time, it's better to do so to people that will not even have, they will not have anything to give you in return. Hello? So most of the time, such giving should go to people that you are not expecting that they will give you something in return. You just want to be a blessing to them. In Proverbs 11, verse 24 and 25, Proverbs 11, 24, 25, the Bible says, there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is he that withhold them more than his need, then he turneth to penury. He turneth to poverty. verse 25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. So if you are watering, there is no way you will not be prosperous. There is no way. Can I tell you the truth tonight? Hello, should I tell you the truth tonight? If after 1 year, fine, maybe second year, after 3 years, you have been serving God and you are still begging, you are not a giver. That's why. Because if you sow, you must reap. If you plant, you must harvest. If you if you sow seed in the ground, it must bring up. If after 3 good years, you have first year, maybe things are still trying to balance. Second year, after the third year, you have been, and you are still calling people around, sending texts around for help. Something is wrong. You are not a giver. Because it won't even take that long before the door will open. Somebody is here tonight, the door must open for you. I said the door must open for you. Giving is the way out. Many years ago, maybe close to 8 or more years now. Many years, maybe even more than that. I don't preach this kind of message. I only come, I will preach, God bless, God bless. And one day God called me and spoke to me and said, what you are doing, if you don't teach these people, you will just be raising. That was before this church started. I was pastoring, but that was before Impact House started. God said, if you continue, like, God bless you. God, is it just God bless you that you are using to prosper? I said, I don't want them to misinterpret me. He said, no, that's the work of a pastor. They must misinterpret you. Those that will misinterpret you. Those ones they have signed for permanent poverty. Poverty with double star. Can you imagine somebody seeing somebody like me now and saying he's preaching so that we can give money? I mean, for how much? I'm not rich, but I thank God. The little that God has given to me, we thank God, and we know that the journey is still far and things will get better. But to think or to point torchlight to anybody's pocket, it can never happen till forever. Till I breathe my last breath, it can never happen. Forever! Because the covenant works. It works. Covenant practitioners don't beg. Covenant practitioners don't beg. They don't beg. Friends, the Lord will help you. I said the Lord will help you. Whatever you are going to give must be something that God cost you something. 2 Samuel 24:24. Don't give God. People give who have different currency in their pocket, and now give God the lowest currency. 2 Samuel 24:24. You must not give God an offering that costs you nothing. You must not give God something that you are eager to push away. Some currency note that they are no more spending. You now saw it in your house. You now put it inside envelope. You say, I want to give God this. Some old currency note that is already torn. You give God the best of the best. The best of the best. I pray for somebody tonight that God will help you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will help you. Number 4. Is embrace diligence. Embrace diligence. Diligence simply means embracing hard work. Only those that embrace hard work escape hard life. If your desire is to escape hard life, then you must embrace hard work. You must embrace hard work. You must embrace hard work. I quoted 2 Samuel 24:24. You did not project the scripture. Was there, did anything go wrong? It's already late. But God bless you. Praise the Lord. That's not giving. Give regularly. Anyway. Embrace hard work. Embrace diligence. Embrace diligence. Diligence is talked about everywhere in the Bible. Everywhere you go in the Bible, you will see God talking about diligence. You will see God speaking about diligence. in 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 11 to 12. 1 Thessalonians 4, 11 to 12. And that you study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. That you may walk honestly towards them that are without and that you may have lack of nothing. Idleness is synonymous with lack. Proverbs 13 verse 4. Everywhere you see idleness, everywhere you see laziness, you will see lack. The soul of the sluggard desired and had nothing. But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Also in Proverbs 12 verse 24. Proverbs 12 verse 24. The Bible says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Jesus speaking, Jesus said, my Father walketh hitherto and I walk. Everyone that wants prosperity and wants to escape recession must not be somebody that spends too much time on leisure. You must be diligent in your assignment. Somebody said something recently, and I know it doesn't concern Impact House members. He said, one of the worst people to employ recently is Christians. Because they will use time they are supposed to work, they will use it to read Bible. Or they use it to download message from YouTube. Or they use it for other things. And it should not be so. I can't imagine a Christian getting to work in the morning and then that is when you start studying your Bible. What were you doing in the middle of the night? What were you doing in the middle of the night? What were you doing early in the morning? Time they employed you. They say your employment time is 7:30 to 5:30. You now carry Bible. You now, there's no employer that will like that. In fact, when they want to sack people, they will be preparing that person to sack the person. That time is for work. You should have done your spiritual assignment in the morning. You should have done your spiritual assignment in the morning. You can have time during the day to pray and all that, but for you to carve out so much time on your own when you are not the person, the owner of the business, you have a problem with them. No employer will take that. Diligence is very important for any man or any woman that wants to taste prosperity in life. Anything your hand is doing, do it well. The diligent, the person that is diligent is the only person whose hand can prosper. The Bible says, whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it well. Also in Psalms 1 verse 3, it is what the work of your hand that God will bless. The work of your hands. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall, whatsoever he doeth, he's selling water, he's selling biscuits, he's a lawyer, he's a banker, he's a pastor, he's an engineer, he's a teacher, chemist, microbiologist, anything you are doing, anything you are doing, if you are not doing anything, you are not permitted to prosper. You are not permitted to prosper. You say, when you pray, say, God, bless the work of my hand, and you are not diligent in your assignment, there's nothing God can do. That's why you have to, I'll be preaching about that from next month, because this series is continuing from next month. By next month, we'll be starting with how to start a new business and grow a Christian business. How to start, the tricks of starting business. We'll also be going into how to come out of debt. Many Christians are in debt. How do I come out of debt? Many don't come to church because they are indebted to people inside the church. So they will not come to church so that the debtor will not see them. There was a man in this our church who was in debt. And the person who was the account officer of the place where he owed debt was also our member. And the lady was sacked because of his debt. The man moved out of the church. He was just here for a short time, maybe about 2-3 weeks. 2-3 weeks just came in and found out that this was her church and came for another week and disappeared. She was sat in her place of work because he was in debt. So we will be looking at this because I have discovered the reason why there is so much envy in the land is because people don't know what to do. People don't know what others are doing. So they are now becoming very envious of what other people are doing. It's now time to show it. What are they doing? Because you are not meant to be in debt. You are supposed to be borrower. You are supposed to be lend unto nations. Hello. And you will get there. Yeah. I say you will soon get there. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. So that is not for today anyway, but in the course of the new month, when we cross, that's from next Wednesday. Next Wednesday is a special prayer banquet, so we might not treat this topic, but from the other one, we'll move on. How to start a business, how to grow a business, how to come out of debt, how to sustain a business, how not to eat everything. Do you know that this stomach can take 1 billion food? This stomach. There's nothing you give this stomach, it won't take. You can buy a soup for 50,000 and take it within one plate. It will take it. Praise the Lord. That one, we'll get to that later. So, embrace diligence. In John 9 verse 4, John 9 verse 4, the Bible says, I must walk the walk of him that sent me while it is day, for night cometh when no man. Do you know that there will be a time that you will be an old person? This is the time for you to walk. If you don't walk now, you will suffer in the future. If you see people that are carrying things in their old age, they use their use to pay. The time they were supposed to use to walk when they still had strength, they were using it for gossip. They were using it to play. They were using it to watch television. They know all the films in the world. They will tell you from part 1 to part 14. Say, part 7. Let me tell you the one in part 7. As if they were the ones that wrote the film. I don't know the title of any film in this world as I'm standing here now. I don't know any new release. If they release a film, even the one they release self, now, or tell, I don't know. Is that my work? When I'm not into broadcasting, Haba, be diligent in your assignment. Be diligent in your assignment. Some people don't even have assignment. We'll talk about that too. Some people don't have assignment. The assignment is to find out somebody else's assignment. There's no assignment. They pursue other people's assignment. If you want to know everybody's work and where they live, they know it. The person's date of birth, the person's where the mother is, where the father is, the hospital where they baptize him, everything. They know. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Embrace diligence. Face your assignment. Put in all your best. You want to come out of recession? You want to come out of recession? Face your business. Face your assignment. Face your calling. What God has placed into your hands, sit down with it. Friends, I don't know anything happening in any ministry now. I don't know anything happening in any place that this thing happened. If you tell me now, it's just a news. I don't know. What I'm doing, I'm not even had time enough to do it now to be finding time to be monitoring what is going on here and there. I've been up on my feet today before 4 a.m. On my feet, walking from before 4 a.m. till now. And it continues like that again. So face your assignment. Be diligent in your work. Be diligent in your assignment. Face your work. Then you are sure to prosper. You are sure to prosper. Pray for you tonight that prosperity is your portion in Jesus' name. You will not lack in Jesus' name. Number what now? Okay, before I go into that, increase always responds to personal input. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 6, I have planted, Apollos watered, and only God giveth the increase. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 6. Abraham at 75 was a cattle rearer. At 75, he was a cattle rearer. Genesis 13, 1 and 2. And he was rich in cattle, in silver and gold. Genesis 13, 1 and 2. Also, Isaac was a farmer. He was a farmer. What's your own assignment? What's your work? What's your business? What are you waking up to every day? Genesis 26 verse 12 to 14. Isaac was a farmer. Was a blessed farmer. He was a blessed farmer. Jacob was into large-scale cattle rearing with animal husbandry. Genesis 30 verse 43. He was massively rich from animal husbandry. He became the envy of everybody. The Philistines envied him. They will soon begin to envy you. They will envy you and your family. Everybody envied him. The man increased exceedingly. You will increase exceedingly. And had much cattle, maid servant, men servant, camels, and asses. Because he faced his assignment. He faced his work. And then he had what in life? Also, in all labor, there is profit. In all labor, there is profit. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4. So it's only when you have something you are doing that you can expect profit. Only what you have, when you have something you are doing. I will also be speaking in the course of August, as God will give us the privilege, or myself or any of the other pastors here, as God gives us the privilege, on how you can start with something small. Most people don't know that everything big starts small. A business that we have 5 billion turnover tomorrow can start with 5 naira today. Yes! A business that we employ 100... There's this man called Wallace. He's a co-founder of the Holiday Inn. This man has 120,000 staff. 120,000 people. 120, not one. 120,000, not 120. 120,000. Solid believer. He started small. Holiday Inns are hotels that are all over the place. Solid believer. You can start small. Yeah, I'm sure I've told you about R.G. Lotonier. R.G. Lotonier was the guy that did the machines that was used during the Second World War. The machines that was used for the war. Solid Christian. Started small and became very rich. Produced the machines for America. America bought all their machines from that man. So your business can boom, but you have to be diligent. You have to be hard working. And I need to stop tonight. Number 5. Way out of recession is connection to pastoral and prophetic covering. Hosea chapter 12 verse 13. Hosea chapter 12 verse 13. And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. God places our blessing, attaches it with our prophet. If you are ever going to prosper and it's going to be a lasting prosperity, you must be connected spiritually to your pastor. There must be a connection. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20. 2 Corinthians 20 verse 20b, you know that scripture very well. If you are connected to them, you are sure to prosper. The Bible says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe in his prophet, so shall ye prosper. You believe in God, he establishes you. But your belief in your pastor is what God makes to help you to prosper. Many don't have a pastor. Many don't have a prophet. They don't have any pastor. Every pastor is their pastor. Anywhere they hear that they are doing something, they are going there. Anywhere from here. Going from place to place, from place to place, place. Use their head to carry cobweb. Only those that have a pastor and are attached to them have access to the kind of prosperity we are talking about. You know, a different kind of prosperity. I'm talking of kingdom prosperity. The reason is because God uses these, they are not gods though, the pastors are not gods. God uses them to teach us on principles for prosperity. Jeremiah 3 verse 15. And I will give unto you pastors after my own heart, which shall feed you with knowledge. And you know, it takes knowledge and understanding to prosper. Hello? It takes knowledge and understanding to prosper. Say, I will. So you can't choose your pastor. It is God that chooses your pastor for you. God will place you in a place. And you yourself, you know, this is my pastor. And when that has happened, the Bible said, they will feed you. They will feed you. It's like feeding children. They will feed you with knowledge. That knowledge will make you to prosper. So you say, oh. Sometimes, I mean, how many of you have heard us teach here before, and then you saw a light, something that you have not seen before, or you were not, you did not know that that's how it should be, and you said, oh yes, How many of you, has it ever happened to you before? Said, okay. So this was where I made a mistake. That's what a pastor does. Their work is not to finance your business. They are not the one to give you capital to start business. No. That's not their work. Their work is to feed. I didn't say this. This is what the Bible is saying now. I will give you pastors. You know, Bible did not even mince words at all. He didn't say I will give you men. He didn't say I will give you women. I will give you this or that. He said, I will give you pastors according to my heart. And what will they do? They will feed you. That's why anybody that doesn't have a pastor will be far away from the church. Once you are far away from the church, you cannot be fed. Once you are not fed, you cannot be fat. Did you see that? You are far away from the church, you cannot be fed. And if you are not fed, there's no way you can be fat. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews 10 verse 25 that we should not forsake the gathering of the brethren. We should not forsake. Don't forsake it. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so, much the more as you see the day. I see your day of prosperity approaching. It says, so much as you see the day approaching. I see the day of your prosperity 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 approaching. And it is around the corner. I say it is around the corner. It is around the corner. Very soon, you will write check in several zeros. And it will clear without any stress. Some of you are here. You are the one that will liberate your family. I say you are the one that will liberate your family. Before they do any meeting in the family, they will mention your name first. Before they do anything in the family, they will mention your name first. Your pockets will never run dry. Your pockets will never run dry. Your pockets will never run dry. The works of your hands shall generate profit for you. The works of your hands shall generate profit for you. Everything you touch shall prosper. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.